In our category, grief's five factors, the first one we have is sudden, in terms of a death that happens suddenly, a sudden death. As I looked across the category, and there's four others that we'll go into, I realized that all of them applied to me because I lost my daughter suddenly by suicide. But let's take them one at a time. What is the factor of sudden death? What does that do to the survivors, let's say?
Well, first of all, sudden death is the antithesis of anticipatory death. Anticipatory death we talk about with hospice, when we know a patient is dying and the family comes in and is able to talk to them and is able to put some closure on the relationship. Sudden death, on the other hand, is like a heart attack, a car accident, a homicide, a suicide. Those are all examples of sudden death, and that's when a person is here and then all of the sudden not here. So the issue really becomes reality. Reality seems to be quite distorted. A person does not feel a part of reality because that individual that they loved is no longer there. And so when you remove that person of love from your reality, reality doesn't seem right. And so this is why we say that people many times look at life as like a game going on and they're not participating. They're just kind of glazed over. They're numb to everything. Many times in a sudden death, I will have people come late to an appointment or not show up at all because they're just not with it.
Yeah, it's what seemed to be not only is it tragic for the person to suddenly have this taken away from them, but talk about it from your standpoint. You deal with all different kinds of grief and all different kinds of death and the unique ways that they happen. What do you need to do to help a person who is in this state of shock from the sudden death to come to reality and accept that it's happened?
The very first thing is to encourage them to begin to accept the loss, that the person is not coming back. And sometimes that's much easier to say than it is to do. And then the second thing is to try to establish, and we've talked about this before, try to establish some routines as a part of your reality so those routines will be without the person that you love. And then it'll become your reality. When the person you love dies, you lose a little bit of your reality any way you look at it. So you need to create what is real in your life apart from that person.
And when someone loses someone suddenly, do they need to get help right away, or do they fall into a state where they're incapable of doing anything, perhaps?
I think that's a very good question, and I have to say I would encourage people to get help right away. I think most sudden losses require a person to check in with a counselor, somebody they have, or a pastor, priest, rabbi, somebody they have confidence in that can help get them on the right road.